Well, it all starts with a 5 gallon bucket of wood. And as you can see, the wood that I'll be putting in the cook stove, this is the size of wood that was used in kitchens back in the day when the wood cook stove was being used. We'll be able to cook that complete turkey using less wood than is in the bucket here. So I'll show you that. So before we start the range, we're going to clean it off. This is a old, I believe, about 1950 wood cook stove. And the nameplate says it's a round oak stove. And the only thing it was missing was this little door, and that's a clean out door. So I made one of them out of a piece of stainless that I had. But I'll show you how a wood cook stove works. So very quickly here, we'll just pop off these burners. There is a center section as well. This is the burner part of the stove, which is always right above the fire. And then we have the heating plates. You can use those as griddles. So this is where it gets interesting. You see back here, this is where the fire would come up and just go straight up the chimney, heating the cast iron plates above it to be able to cook on. And then when you want to bake, send heat around the oven. And that's why there's a clean out door down here. You have a gate here. You see it? This gate. This closes off the smoke just going straight up. So what I do after I have a fire established, I'll put it halfway to start the smoke going around the oven. So it's going to travel this way and down. And then after it's established well and the oven's heating up, I close the gate all the way, which makes all the smoke go up and around. So I'll give you a quick view of that. So as you can see here, there's an ash layer, which is normal. And this is that door that I was telling you about. This lets the fire go straight up. If you're cooking on the top, you can use it that way. Or you can close it, like I say, and the smoke and flame, if there is any yet, will drop over the edge, go under the oven, and then up the chimney. So the chimney is right here, and there is a flue on it, a flue damper. That's one way to control how much flame you have moving around. As well, there's an air inlet door here. That gives it how much air you're feeding the fire underneath the firebox. While we're in here and dirty, we'll look at the ash pan. The ash pan is right here. As you can see, it's just right time right now to go ahead and dump that. So now that we have that dumped, we'll set that back in. There comes with your range many of these wrenches. And what this one does is it shakes the ashes out of the firebox. So what we see here are the grates for wood. And then if you were going to use coal, you just flip it all the way around and there's your coal grates. A lot of people don't know that. That's what that's all about. We're using wood. Hard to find coal. So I'll leave the burners off to show you how I load this. We'll put two halves of the same piece in, lay them across the bottom, because that's what we're building our fire on top of. And then we have everything from sticks and twigs and all dry stuff to make our fire with. So now that we have a bottom layer, I'll go ahead and lay in paper. This is what's going to get it lit off well. I've got a bunch of little sticks, kindling that I processed up here. We'll get that over the top of the paper. And then we're going to start putting our pieces of small wood, small diameter, on top of that. And this, in the day, was kitchen wood. You wouldn't generally put this in the fireplace. They used everything, but they saved the small rounds for the wood stove, wood cook stove. I'm going to have to put the burner on now after I light it. Otherwise, we're going to get a bunch of smoke in here. So my air inlet is open. My chimney flue is directly up the chimney. My damper is all the way open. And we just lit this off. And as you can see, we're getting a little bit of smoke and that paper starting to burn and getting our twigs. This doesn't smoke a whole lot, but it will smoke just a little bit as you light it up. So you can give it a little breath now and again, make sure it's getting to the back. And you're going to get dirty. So now that we got that lit and you see it's smoking, the way I can stop it is close that door and you see the smoke goes away right away, because that's making a draw up the chimney much easier. And one thing I did mention, this is a clean out plug and basically just a piece of metal with a counterweight on it. You'll be able to get in there and clean out the bottom of the stove without totally taking it apart. And that's all that does, is plug the hole. I've never had smoke out of it. And this is the oven, and it does have a locking feature. And you hear the springs. They're old springs, but they still work. I did put a thermometer inside, and because I'm doing the turkey, I'm just laying the grate on the bottom. So I'll have that hooked to the grate to give me a temperature reading inside the oven. Well, it's been about 5 minutes. Looks like we have a well-established fire. So what I'll do is start closing that oven gate and go about halfway. We still have the air inlet wide open, and we still have the flue damper on the chimney wide open. We'll start heating up that oven. So while that's still heating up, we'll go ahead and take care of the oven top here, or the cooktop. Yeah, we cheat a little bit. They used everything from bare grease to goose. Bacon's good. And I am out here in the shack, so I'm not too concerned about anybody complaining that I got both of them. And a piece of paper. This is going to be the end of it. Now, if you got a smoke alarm, it might be going off about now. And you can tell the hotter part of the stove is over by the fire. I'm going to, as this heats up, I'm going to wipe it down a couple of times. You can tell I got a well-established fire. I'm going to go ahead and set my oven to full. Make the smoke go around the oven. It drops down the edge here, goes around the bottom where it goes up the chimney. Yep, we got a good fire going on. So I'll close down that damper a little bit. The air inlet, I put it about 3/4 away closed. And a whisk broom is a must, because even if it's hot, you're able to sweep anything off. There we go. So you can quickly see where the hot spots on the stove are. Just sliding it over to the middle, it will still perk. But if you move it to the front of the stove in the corner, it'll keep it warm. That's how you control the heat on a wood cook stove. So let's take a look at that turkey. You'll notice I don't have the aluminum foil over the top. That's because this is a wood cook stove. It gets its heat differently. Temperature, it's at 275 and climbing. That's good. But one thing I did find out, you put that aluminum foil on, it's kind of like insulates it from getting the heat from a wood cook stove. So we're gonna leave that for a couple hours, see how that's looking. If it looks like it's starting to brown up, we'll throw the foil on it. But they didn't have foil in the old days. They just would baste it, and we'll just try that this year. Well, the turkey's been in about 40 minutes, and we'll look at the fire first. Yep, time to add a round. So out of the bucket, I'll take one more of the rounds, drop it in. That should keep us an even baking temperature. Throw one of them in about every 15, 20 minutes. I'll take a look at the turkey. I've got it covered now because it started to brown up. Our temperature's at 300. So I'm gonna let that sit and bake. Like I say, putting in about one of those rounds about every 15, 20 minutes should keep that baking temperature up there. So I can enjoy some coffee in the downtime. Oh, forgot to tell you, I did close that air damper all the way down. So the air getting to the bottom of the fire is all the way down. Do have the oven all the way on, and I'm about 2/3 here on the chimney to hold that heat in, slow the fire down. That will cool the oven just a little bit. I want to keep it around 300, 325 if I can. That should be easy enough to do with just one piece of wood in there. We won't get too hot. Of course, if you do need heat, throw some more wood in. That'll get you going. I'm using the rounds rather than splitting. That way it takes longer to burn each one of those rounds, and it does actually slow the fire down a little bit. But if you split it, throw it in there, it'll burn faster and give you more heat. Now it's been 15, about 20 minutes anyway. We'll take a look at that. What's left of that piece of wood? Yep. Better get another one in there quick. Well, that turkey's been in there just about an hour. So it's time to turn it around. do this fast. Losing our heat. But we got to roll that because this quarter, the back and side quarter and the top are the hottest. It really doesn't get heat on this side here. It does get heat from the firebox, but this portion of the oven is the coolest inside. So turning that turkey around about every hour should give you a nice even bird. And you do want to check your fire every once in a while. Yep, we got a good fire in there yet. That's what we like to see. Well, let's take a real quick look at the temperature in the oven. We are at 275. Look at the fire. I just added another round. Oh yeah. So I'm not stuffing that full of wood. It does need just a little bit of wood to keep that heat. I added my little free energy fan on here just to see the temperature. You notice when that slows down, you might need to add some more wood, but usually it's too late by the time you notice. So, but it is another tool for a toolbox, and it's blowing the heat over my way. I might have to take off another layer. Now it's been 15 minutes. Yep, time to add another one. Gotta get it in there before it's all gone. Well, we'll just put another piece of firewood in. Let's check that temperature real quick. Oh, looks like we are at 275. And I have the fan on there, that way we can tell if the temperature is getting too low if that fan slows down. Alright, we got our thermostat in the bird. We set it to 180 for a final temperature. It's at 142 right now. And we're still cooking. I still got couple of pieces of wood in the bucket. We got about an hour before it needs to be done, so I think we'll be there by then. At least hoping so. Well, the gang's all here, but we don't care about them. We're looking at the turkey. And I'm down to one piece of wood in the bucket, only because I'm trying to supercharge the heat. I do have the oven to 320 or 350. I'll take a quick look here. Yeah, 375. Yeah, that's good and steamy coming out of there. So we're cooking. Like I say, we're bringing up the temperature. We need to get to 180 in the next 40 minutes. I think we'll do that. And we're live. So what do we have for a temperature? 169. We're climbing. And we have one piece of wood in the bucket yet. Should I throw it in? Oh, what the heck. Can't let it sit there all by itself in the bucket. And what's the temperature in the oven? Oh, we are 325. So it has dropped just a little bit. So I'll get that superheated there now. Oh, we're at 170. We got 10 more degrees to go. I think we'll make it. Well, they say it's beeping. I can't hear it. Oh, yeah, we're at 180. There's probably a way to turn that off, but I don't hear it.
Not yet.
So So let's look at that bird.
Oh,
nice and golden brown. Oh, you gotta love it. And right now the temperature in the oven, because I threw that last log in, it's 355. Oh yeah, we got one turkey ready to be fricasseed.
Wow.
So there's no more wood in the bucket. The last piece is burning in there now. So you know, if you're doing it kind of like I did, that's how much wood it'll take to cook a turkey in a wood cook stove. So there it is in the light of the house. We're getting ready to tear into that.
I have 3, 4, 5, 6 trivets over there.
There we go. Look at that turkey. Nice and juicy. I'll stop making you hungry.